Hello guys, I hope you're doing well wherever you are, and thank you so much for listening to me here on Anchor. And it's me, your host of this show, Vrishali. Well guys, today I'm going to talk about what's happening today in India. Few days back there was an attack in Sri Lanka. More than 290 people died and more than 399 people got injured in that attack. There was back-to-back attack in Sri Lanka, and that's so bad. We will be mourning for them, and my prayers are with the families of those who got injured and died in the blast. Also, we will be covering why and how TikTok got banned in my country and how it is making a life happier, or what are other people's opinion about it. So we'll be talking about this. I will be ranting, speaking something will be liking much about. So lastly, few days back my mood was like ditching all the soft music, for example, like soft tuning music, and switching to songs which are totally upbeat. I am totally kind of a soft music listener, but since last week I've been listening to like pop, rock, electric pop, sort of those songs, okay, which comes in upbeat category. And what I found was, well, it's summer, and when you listen to those kind of music, you create more heat and produce more heat in your body, which creates like heat problems. That was my opinion, okay guys. And when I used to listen to soft music, like fresh, like cool sort of music, that created something which was a cool experience for me. If this happens with you also, just let me know and send me the voice message, or go on Instagram, find me, search my name by VRUSHALIKHADILKR, otherwise you can just go in the description box below and click, and let's talk more about it over there. So that was the fucking great week last week, and it's Tuesday. Today there is a voting session in my state. It's amazing, but you know guys, mera voting card aaya hi nahi abhi tak. So even though I am above 18, I can't cast the vote, because even though I applied, nothing happened. My name wasn't there, my car haven't arrived, and okay, fine. And now as I was watching the news, there was just 26% vote happened in the city, and moreover in the state it's below 50%, and that's annoying to hear. But you know, lots of people in Pune and our city have like gone abroad. Some of those are not living in our state, some of those don't want to go out of their house to cast the vote, some of those are out for travel, some of those are you know, don't want to vote, they just don't want to vote even though have their voting cards. So even though I would have my voting cards, maybe I would have gone in this scorching sun outside here. Summers may vote ka night, like going out, hush, having some kind of water and casting the vote and getting your fingers turned blue. It was like, I was waiting for my voting card until last minute, but no, it doesn't matter. I will cast vote to the most deserving party after 4 years, if there is a democracy left in my nation ahead as well. Let's hope for the best, and let's hope that koi acha candidate chun ke aaye. Talking about TikTok, it got like banned last week. First the Madras court just banned it, and later whole country government was with the court and the whole country banned TikTok. Like wow, it happened, like wow. I was so happy with the memes I saw on Instagram, like was so creative and awesome, like I laughed my stomach out, like I laughed so much. I didn't use TikTok ever. I just once I was just in, I just installed it, and the other minute I saw the rubbish content over there by the creators, and I just deleted it the next minute too. Though it helps to increase the followers and reach and influencing and just add in the Instagram profile that you are an actor, it's not doing anybody any good. When I saw the Carrie Minati videos about these strange Indians creating stupid content, eating light bulbs and stuff like that, there wasn't any creativity used, but they tried their best. And maybe though they have the TikTok on their phone, the people who are the aspiring TikTokers can't upload or can't make any videos. But the most bad thing is when you are addicted to something like that, nothing can stop you. You are going to create something which is like sort of like that. So there are other options available, like WeGo, like sort of like those apps. So people are not going to stop. They are going to switch. They are going to turn to some other apps. Maybe you have to change the mindset of the youths, or at least tell them to create good videos which are really entertaining and are realistic, sort of realistic, and don't go and don't make people call you mad. So though I am against TikTok, I love TikTok makers who create good content, and that's a good app which just makes you more creative. But apart from that, it just takes up your space on, but this is just my opinion, but I love TikTok, whoever it is doing, and it's just awesome, it's cool, it's fine, and you know, it helps to leverage your career if you're choosing a career in acting or something like that. People, the recruiters ask, how much followers you have on your TikTok, what's your reach, how much videos do you make? I'll just share my experience with you with the recruiting firm from TikTok. Just 1 month back, I got an opportunity from the ByteDance, which is the owner of the TikTok. So what is the position is like, what like they just offered me was, just check how the people are creating content, just go through it, attend like and just churn out which is good, because many of the people upload pornography over there, so you just have to check it, all those stuff, and create the writing wala content, just making the look good, and just making sure that no stupid content goes online. And you have to like, that was a position. I'll just get back to it in more detail. And at that moment, when my interview happened with the HR team of TikTok, like for example ByteDance, I told them that I don't make any TikTok videos. Just day prior of the interview, I installed TikTok. I just uploaded, like I just made one video, because the next day I was having an interview. So as you know, when you have like, you make, you just get acquainted with what are the latest features, what are the stupid challenges that upload over there. I just got acquainted with it a bit, and the other day I just like talked like, I am over there like, oh my god, since so many days. But they knew that I am on the, like just day prior I uploaded one video, and I installed it yesterday. That's why they, even I was not interested in that position, but like there wasn't any, you know, there wasn't anything good with that position also, and there wasn't any good, and I would haven't loved my job if I would have worked with them. And just after 1 month, TikTok India mein ban ho gaya. So the PM Narendra Modi have done it basically. So he have done something good for the millennial generation. But listen guys, if you are on such platforms, just filterize it. Whatever it is making you reach and people are watching you, they are laughing at you. So just be sane, don't be so insane that you are crying in front of the camera being a man. सो बी अ मैन ओके जस्ट डोंट लाइक लेट द म्यूजिक मेक यू क्राई लाइक अ गर्ल ओके दैट सीम्स सो मच स्टूपिड दैट आई हैव ऑब्जर्व आई एम जस्ट शेयरिंग माई ओपिनियन आई एम नॉट सो हियर आई एम जस्ट टेकिंग अ डिस्क्लेमर दिस आर जस्ट माई ओपिनियन दिस आर नॉट मेड फॉर हर्टिंग सम ऑफ द लिसनर्स आउट देयर सो जस्ट कंसिडर दिस डिस्क्लेमर ओके थैंक यू सो मच फॉर लिसनिंग टू मी वृषाली थैंक यू